Each day that week, Polly came back home after school and sat on the steps, leaning lovingly against her stone dog. It was getting better, slowly. At least she knew where everything was now, and she knew the names of most people in her class. It helped that the school was tiny, but it was hard work being back at school every single day. Polly had spent the long summer holiday exploring Penhallow, while Mum had been busy settling into her new job. She could get up when she liked, mostly, and grab her own breakfast halfway through the morning. That had helped when she'd been out in the middle of the night, exploring the moonlit beach with Rex. Now she was up at 7, and back wearing school uniform instead of comfy jeans. She rested her back against Rex's pedestal and dozed. She's not going to make it. Just look at her. It's only Wednesday. Polly opened one eye a slit and glared at William. Go away. I was sleeping. It's not even as if you had to roll around in the mud playing rugby, he said, or get up at 6 to go for a run before breakfast. Polly opened the other eye.
Is that what you had to do? That does actually make me feel better.
Happy to help. Magnus snorted and then licked her ear. Polly peered round at him in surprise. Magnus was hardly ever affectionate to her. Both dogs had been solid stone on their pedestals when she'd arrived back from school. The gardens must be empty now if the dogs had shaken off their stone forms. How long had she slept for?
Mum'll be wondering where I am, she murmured sleepily.
She knows.
Rex tugged at the sleeve top that was draped round Polly's shoulders.
Look.
Oh, it was her mum's dark blue Penhallow fleece. She put it round me.
Mm-hmm. She spotted you and laughed to herself, and then I heard her murmur that it was getting chilly.
He nudged her cheek with his wiry muzzle.
What's wrong, Polly? Why are you so tired?
Polly sighed.
It's just tricky. Getting to know what everybody's like when they've all known each other for years and years. And the two girls I have to sit with, they've got some sort of fight going on. Half the time they're snapping at each other, and the other half it's like they're best friends again. I'm not sure about Martha, but I really like Lucy. She's mad about animals. She's got animal keyrings all over her backpack, bunches and bunches of them.
Perhaps you need something to take your mind off all that, William suggested, leaning over to look at her. We could find another of the dogs. A story, that's what you need.
Polly glanced up, blinking away her sleepiness.
Maybe.
She half wanted to, but she wasn't sure. Perhaps William was right, though. The story of another Penhallow dog would take her mind off school.